Content marketing has become the biggest buzzword in today's market. And everyone online here claims to be an expert in content marketing. We hardly find a digital marketing agency or an expert that doesn't claim to have a secret to content marketing. But, what? Just as other marketing strategies, which are not one fit for all business types, content marketing also varies from one business to another. Curating content for B2B firms massively varies compared to the consumer market. But here are 5 tips to create a winning content marketing strategy that skyrockets your performance. Clarity is power. When you clearly tell your brain to chase something, it hunts down. When you decide to buy a Dodger, all you see is people driving Dodger on the roads. When you have to buy a formal suit, all you find is formal attire in your social media feeds. Henceforth, your brain acts hilariously, showing you the ways to keep more focus. All you need to do is clearly direct your brain what to do, which is the key to do anything with excellence. Whether you have to develop spectacular design and branding solutions, Android and iOS mobile applications, websites, sales strategies, or a success-driven marketing campaign, you should tell your brain to focus on results. This rule applies to both marketing and development agencies as well as individuals. Tell your brain that you want to derive more leads or % sales in the second quarter of the year. It will surely take you the stuff deriving higher results. Understand your audience. Before creating a content marketing plan, learn who you are creating content for. What do they expect from you or what they are looking for? You need to align your content strategy with their needs and struggles and craft content that fulfills their needs. Create a buyer persona before producing content. You may explore that you have a diversified targeted audience. Now, what? Focus more on those who will most likely be your customers. Wondering how to create a buyer persona? Here are the simple steps. Personal information. Age, i.e., 25 to 40 years. Education, i.e., graduate, undergraduate. Social status, married, unmarried. Annual income. Role, CEO, GM, operations manager, and sole owners reporting to whom. Goals and challenges. What does he mean by success? What values most to him? What are the biggest challenges he faces? What slanders and objections does he often hear? Company information. Industry, primary, secondary, tertiary, quaternary. Know of employees. Yearly revenue. Communication and shopping behavior. Preferred communication, email, phone calls, messengers. Social networking, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. Reliability on internet research before making a decision, much, low, moderate. Industry updates. Media, print, electronic, specific sites, publications. Social, professional. Affiliations, associations. In short, until you don't want to spend much on nitpicking the slightest details about your target audience, you can't create an effective content marketing strategy. Also, focus on what will or who will trust your audience and explore ways to agree with the influencers to create content for you. Competitor analysis. Yes, monitoring what your competitor is doing is crucial. Know what's working for them and what not. Focus on why not. Analyze their strengths and weaknesses precisely in content marketing. Check which posts and blogs worked for them and where they are being published. Explore the platforms and publications they are using to target their audience as well as to build trust. The paid mediums they are using, the tone of the content, and a lot more to explore. Find out the power words and keywords they are using and how they are maturing the leads. All this will help you to find the potential and drawback of your competitors, giving you an edge to come up with something better. Probably they may have some pieces of good content, but that doesn't mean they are efficient in everything. Stats show that more than half of B2B marketers couldn't find out what works best for them. However, by practicing the following steps, you can become proficient gradually. Find out how competitors promote their content. Where are they posting, publishing the content? How frequently do they post? Are they relying on influencers? Who they are and how often they share the content. Keywords they are focusing on and their ranking. Keywords. Analyze reactions, engagement, and followers' sentiment. Do they curate content? If so, on which subjects? Define your metrics. The ultimate goal of content marketing is to influence the audience's behavior. You want them to take a specific action after reading it, or you may want to create some value following it. Before moving towards content curation, define your metrics and KPIs. Or in other words, ask yourself, what are the goals, i.e., brand awareness, sales, lead generation, etc. What could be possible metrics? I.e., app downloads, online sales, newsletter subscriptions, etc. Every piece of content expects to generate some reaction. Bind your whole content with some call to action. Without predefining the goals, you cannot derive a strategy. Also, don't forget how and where to get that data to measure your success. Now last but not least, mapping customer journey. Map out the customer's journey that may consist of education to relationship building, and winning trust. You may need different types of content for each stage. Consider your funnel well so that you can target them with the right content type. For the awareness stage, you may have to craft blogs, social media posts, ebooks that help them to find the solution. They may not nurture into the lead at this stage. However, if they find the content good, they will step into the evaluation stage. This stage is the middle of the funnel. Here, you've successfully captured their attention and they want to learn how your solution is the best fit for them. They may engage with you at this stage and are ready to become a lead if you convince them. The third stage is where they make purchase decisions but still are not sure whether to turn into customers or not. You just need to be a bit more aggressive and keen here. Offer them the right solution combined with a call to action. So, these were some general tips you can use while creating your content strategy. There is also a plus tip. Make promotion a vital part of your content strategy. Remember that you never fail in creating a strategy. Keep learning and experimenting and enhance your efforts. Need help to derive your content marketing strategy? We can help you with it. We can create a killing content strategy for your business. Contact us. Contact Ochobase at hello@ochobase.com.